主里亲爱的弟兄姐妹和听众朋友，你们好，欢迎您收听嘉略山华人基督教会主持的空中主日崇拜。今天的讲员是黄其峰牧师，翻译是黄其光牧师。今天讲员要与我们分享的信息是耶稣如何对待一个怀疑他的人。经文出自路加福音第七章18-28节。现在让我们存虔诚的心，一起用诗歌、祷告和领受圣经的教训，来崇拜三位一体又真又活伟大的神。
正当站立。
Now, brothers and sisters, let's remain standing.
我们在主面前同心合意祷告。
Let's join our hearts in one accord and pray together in His presence.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Father in heaven.
荣耀的神。
Glorious God.
我们奉耶稣基督的名来到您施恩宝座前。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we have come to your throne of grace and mercy.
神啊，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you. We praise you.
您呼召我们。
For you have called us.
你要我们来到您的殿中。
And you want us to come into your house.
你的殿是荣耀的殿。
And your house is the glorious house.
你的面是充满着爱。
And your face is full of glory and love.
当我们来到您恩座前的时候。
When we come to your throne of grace.
你乃是要赐福给我们。
You want to bless us.
你要赐给我们安息。
And you want to give us rest.
你要赐给我们平安。
And you want to give us peace.
你要用喜乐代替我们的忧愁。
And you want to substitute our sorrow with joy.
你要用健康代替我们的软弱。
And you want to substitute our weakness with health.
主，我们谢谢您。
We thank you, God.
我们今天来到您的家。
Today we have come into your house.
我们要敬拜你。
We want to worship you.
我们要歌唱赞美你。
We want to sing praises unto you.
因为您是独一的真神。
For you are the only and true God.
唯有您配得我们的赞美。
And you alone is worthy of our praise and worship.
我们来到您的家。
Lord, we have come into your house.
我们渴望听见您的话语。
We desire to listen to your word.
求你 洁净我们的心。
May you sanctify our heart.
求你打开我们的心窍。
And may the Lord open up our understanding.
使到我们能够喜爱神的话。
So that we love the word of God.
明白神的道。
And we love to understand the word of God.
并且在每天的生活中行主的道。
And to put the word of God into practice in everyday life.
主啊，求你建立我们的生命。
Lord, may you build up our spiritual life.
使到我们每天在主里面有长进。
So that we make progress in the presence of God.
求你建立我们的教会。
Lord, may you also build up our church.
使到我们的人数加增。
So that the number of saved may increase.
你的名在这里得到单得的荣耀。
And your name will receive its proper glory here.
主啊，请你赐福教会所有的事工。
May the Lord bless all the ministry of the church.
你借着我们将福音广传。
And through us you proclaim the gospel.
建立全罗省的基督教会。
And to build up the brothers and sisters in all greater Los Angeles.
使到一切渴慕真理的人都从我们听见神的话语。
So all those people who desire the word of God shall hear the word of God through our ministry.
愿主的道在这里传出去。
And may the word of God be proclaimed from here.
直到全美国。
Until the whole nation.
全亚洲。
The whole Southeast Asia.
全世界。
Even the whole wide world.
直到耶稣基督再来。
Until Jesus Christ returns back for us.
福音的工作永不停止。
The gospel work shall never be stopped.
直到福音的工作完成。
Until the work of the gospel fulfilled.
主啊，请你建立我们。
Lord, build us up.
主啊，请你成全装修的工作。
May the Lord help us to finish the work of improvement of the church.
帮助我们。
Help us, God.
在一切的事上。
In all the work that you entrust to us.
我们今天恳求。
Lord, we pray today.
您的名在这里被高举。
Your name be lifted up from here.
您的名在这里得荣耀。
And your name receive glory from here.
您的真理在这里被传扬。
And your truth be proclaimed from here.
您的百姓在这里更深地认识你。
And your people shall know you in a better way here.
我们将所有的聚会完全的交托给你。
And trust all the meetings here into your hand.
求你赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us.
让我们经历你。
May we experience you.
因您而喜乐。
And we shall rejoice in the Lord.
主啊，今天凡来到您恩座前的每一位。
Lord, may everyone who come to your throne of grace.
求主使到我们满载而归。
May we receive the full load from you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.弟兄姐妹，我今天要跟大家分享的信息叫做耶稣安慰一个怀疑的心。
Brothers and sisters, the subject of today's message is Christ's consoled a doubting heart.
人信主以后有时会怀疑的。
After a person believes in the Lord, sometimes doubts arise.
有人怀疑自己的救恩，说我真的得救了吗？
Some people question their salvation. Am I truly saved?
有人怀疑神的应许，说神真的会使用我吗？
Some doubt about the promises of God, and they ask, would God really use me?
有人怀疑神的能力，说神真的能改变我吗？
And some doubts about the power of God, they question, could God truly change me?
说实话，每一个人，每一个基督徒，或多或少，心里总有一些疑惑。
Honestly speaking, every Christians more or less have doubts.
有时你心里想，神在这其中的目的是什么？
Sometimes you wonder what is the purpose of God in this.
神为什么沉默，没有听我的祷告？
Why is God silent and not listen to my prayer?
神为什么没有解决我的问题？
Why does God not solve my problem?
神为什么让我等这么久？
Why does God make me wait for so long?
神为什么是这样做，不是那样做？
Why does God do it this way and not that way?
弟兄姐妹，当人心里不明白的时候，就产生疑惑。
Brothers and sisters, when people do not understand in their heart, doubts arise.
我们刚才读的经文，施洗的约翰心里也有疑惑。
The scripture we have read earlier tells us that even John the Baptist has doubt in his heart.
但约翰不是怀疑神的信实。
But John was not doubting about the faithfulness of God.
他不是怀疑神的应许。
He did not doubt about the promises of God.
他只是因为自己主观的见解，对耶稣的事情感到困惑跟不确定。
His doubt came from his subjective understanding, and he was not sure about what Christ did.
今天我们来要从耶稣对约翰的回答来看耶稣如何安慰一个疑惑的心。
Today we want to see how Jesus Christ comforted a doubting mind. Through the answers of Jesus Christ to the question.
你问约翰为什么会疑惑？
You ask why John the Baptist was doubting.
约翰是一个引人注目的人物。
John the Baptist was a very attractive person.
当约翰出来讲道的时候，百姓非常的兴奋。
When he went out to preach, the people were very excited.
约翰传讲的信息是悔改的信息。
And the message John preached was a message of repentance.
这悔改的信息非常有能力震撼全国上下的百姓。
And this message of repentance was powerful. It shocked the hearts of the people nationwide.
有人以为约翰就是神所应许的基督。
And some people began to think that probably this John was the promised Christ.
但约翰立刻回答说，我不是基督。
But when people wondered about his identity, John immediately corrected them and he said, I am not Christ.
我只是基督的开路先锋。
I am but the forerunner of Christ.
我是先知预言中那位旷野的人声。
I am the voice in the desert, in the prophecies of the prophets.
我的工作是预备主的道，修直主的路。
And my work is to prepare the ways of the Lord and to straighten his path.
后来耶稣到他这里来受洗。
Later, Jesus came to him to be baptized.
约翰对耶稣说，我本来应该受你的洗，你反倒到我这里来呢？
John responded, I am supposed to be baptized by you, but why do you come to me?
耶稣说，我这样做是尽诸般的义。
Jesus said, what I'm doing is to fulfill all righteousness.
约翰就为耶稣施洗了。
And then John the Baptist baptized Jesus.
当耶稣从水里起来的时候，天就开了。
When Jesus Christ came up out of the water, the heavens was opened.
圣灵仿佛鸽子降临在耶稣的身上。
And the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus in the form of a dove.
天父从上面宣告说，
And God the Father declared from heaven,
这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased.
约翰既然这样证实基督，
Since John the Baptist knew Christ in such a manner,
他就对他的门徒说，
He said to his disciples,
我的工作已经到一段落了。
My ministry has come to a conclusion.
你们应该跟从耶稣。
You go and follow Jesus.
他是神的羔羊。
He is the Lamb of God.
他是那位除去世人罪孽的。
He is the one who takes away the sins of the world.
因为约翰的见证，有好些门徒就跟从了耶稣。
And because of the testimony of John the Baptist, many have followed Jesus.
所以约翰的一生给耶稣基督做出极大的贡献。
So the life of John the Baptist made great contribution to Jesus.
这就是施洗的约翰。
Now this is a summary of John the Baptist.
但约翰人生最后的一个阶段是在监狱里面度过。
But the final time or period of his life was spent in the prison.
因为当时希律王娶了他哥哥的妻子。
For at that time, King Herod took the wife of his brother.
为这件事，约翰大胆地责备他。
And John the Baptist rebuked him for this.
希律就将约翰下在监牢里。
And King Herod put John the Baptist into prison.
最后将他的头斩断了。
And eventually he cut off his head.
弟兄姐妹，这就是施洗的约翰。
Brothers and sisters, this is all about John the Baptist.
他在旷野，在蓝天之下传讲信息。
Under the blue sky, in the desert, he proclaimed the message.
他的食物是蝗虫与野蜜。
And his food was locusts and wild honey.
他蒙神的呼召传讲悔改的信息。
He was called by God to proclaim the message of repentance.
他给全国上下带来属灵的复兴。
And he brought great revival spiritually to the people from up and down the country.
但现在他为义受逼迫。
But now he was persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
他被关在监牢的里面。
He was confined in the prison.
这一切对约翰来说是可以忍受的。
All of these are bearable to John.
因为在约翰的意识里面说，耶稣会来救我。
For in the conception of John, he believed that Jesus would come and save him.
他相信耶稣使用他的权柄召聚他的百姓。
He believed that Jesus Christ has used his authority to call his people.
他会带领百姓起来革命，推翻罗马的政权。
He will gather up the people, and they will have a revolution, and they will overthrow the government of Rome.
然后把约翰从监牢里面释放出来。
And having done so, he will release John from the prison.
但十八个月过去了。
But 18 months elapsed.
耶稣没有组织百姓起来推翻罗马的政府。
Jesus Christ did not organize the people to overthrow the Roman government.
相反的，耶稣接纳罪人。
On the contrary, Jesus Christ welcomed sinners.
有人对约翰说，法利赛人请耶稣到他家里去吃饭。
Some people say the Pharisees invited Christ to have dinner in their homes.
耶稣的听众当中有税吏，有罪人，有妓女，都有。
Among the crowds and the listeners of Jesus, there are the tax gatherers and there are criminals and there are prostitutes.
耶稣接纳他们，耶稣与他们做朋友。
Jesus Christ welcomed them. He befriended himself with them.
约翰一听就觉得心里不安。
When John the Baptist heard about this news, he was not happy.
他说：“像耶稣这样的人是基督吗？”
And he questioned, "A person like Jesus, could he be the Christ?"
基督来到的时候，不是要宣告神的公义吗？
Doesn't Christ come to declare the righteousness of God when he comes?
他不是来建立一个圣洁的国度吗？
Did he not come to establish a holy kingdom?
他不是要使一切受捆绑的得自由吗？
Doesn't he come to set free those who are bound?
他不是为受压的伸冤吗？
Doesn't he come to vindicate for those who are persecuted?
他为什么没有来为我伸冤呢？
Why did he not come to vindicate me?
我在监牢这么久了，耶稣怎么没来救我？
I've been in prison for so long, how come he doesn't come to rescue me?
他心里有很多的疑问，很多的不确定。
He had many doubts, not uncertainty.
他开始怀疑自己当初对耶稣的认识。
He began to doubt about his initial understanding about Jesus.
所以他差遣两个门徒到耶稣这里来。
So he sent two disciples to where Jesus was.
二十节的经文说，约翰的门施洗的约翰打发我们来问你，
那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
Verse 20, it says, when the men had come to Jesus, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, are you the coming one, or do we look for another?
明显的，约翰对耶稣本人跟耶稣的事工使命有所怀疑。
Obviously, John the Baptist had doubt concerning the person of Christ and his ministry.
但他这种误会、这种怀疑，是因为对圣经全面的真理不够正确的证实。
But this doubt, this uncertainty, come from his lack of understanding of the comprehensive teaching of the Bible.
他只知道以赛亚书六十一章关于基督的预言。
He only knew about the prophecy concerning Jesus Christ in the book of Isaiah.Chapter 61.
他忽略了在五十三章基督来的时候，先必须为罪人受苦。
And he overlooked the fact that in Isaiah 53, it says that when Christ came, he must first suffer for his people.
基督在没有进入圣洁国度之前，必须为人类的罪被钉死在十字架上。
Before Jesus Christ established the holy kingdom of God, he must first die for the sins of mankind on the cross.
然后他从死里复活。
And then he will rise from the dead.
他还要升到天上去。
And he will ascend to heaven.
他要为圣徒在天上预备一个美丽的家。
And he will prepare a beautiful mansion for the saints in heaven.
时候到了，父神才差遣来到地上建立国度。
And in the right time, then God will send his son to the world to establish a righteous kingdom.
你问说，哇，连同约翰这样的人也误会神的话语。
You say, wow, even men like John would doubt about the word of God.
弟兄姐妹，其实这对我们是一个安慰。
Brothers and sisters, this is in fact a consolation for us.
因为我们对神常有误会。
Because we often have doubt about God.
我们以为一个人信了主，他就不遇见试探，不遭遇患难。
We think that when a person believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, he will not encounter temptation and not encounter trials.
所以，一个爱主的人出去遇到车祸的时候，立刻的问题说：神为什么让他这样受苦
？So when a person who loves the Lord went out and had a car accident, they begin to misunderstand God and say, "Why does God allow me to go into this?"
神不是保护义人吗
？Doesn't God protect the righteous?
或者一个孩子死了
，or perhaps a person has a son died，
或者一个忠心服侍主的人得了一个癌症、一个绝症
，or maybe a faithful servant who serves the Lord get a cancer or a terminal disease。
我们就说啊，神为什么许可这样的事发生在他儿女的身上
？Why does God allow things like this to happen in His children's life？
这是人对神话语、对神的生命一个错误的。
Now, this is a wrong understanding of man concerning God.
今天我们在电视上面看到那些所谓新兴的讲员在混乱基督教的信仰。
Today, we have seen a lot of TV evangelists. They are powerful, but they are confusing the teachings of Christianity.
他告诉观众这样说。
And they tell the audience,
神要你兴旺，要你发达。
God wants you to be prosperous, and God wants you to do well.
神不要你贫穷。
God doesn't want you to be poor.
神不要你生病。
God doesn't want you to be sick.
你来信主，信了主，你就不会欠债。
You come to believe in the Lord, and after you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not owe any debt.
你信了主，你就不会生病。
After you believe in the Lord, you will never sick.
如果有人贫穷了，人生病去问他，哎呀，我们生病，我们贫穷。他说，哦，这是你信心不足，这是你缺乏信心。
And if someone is poor, someone is sick, they go to the evangelist. How come it happens to us this way, contrary to what you say? And they say, you are so because you don't have faith.
弟兄姐妹，这不是圣经所说的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not what the Bible says.
圣经不像这些 TV faith teachers 所讲的。
The Bible doesn't teach.As these TV evangelists teach,
圣经来告诉我们
，But the Bible tells us,
神能够医治人的疾病
，God could heal the sickness of man.
神也要人在疾病中求告他的名
，God also want people to call upon His name in their sickness.
但是圣经没有应许说神医治要医治所有患病的人
，But the Bible never promises that God would heal all who are sick.
相反的，神的美意有时让疾病临到爱他的人身上。
On the contrary, sometimes it is the goodwill of God to allow sickness to come upon those who love Him.
圣经有没有应许每一个信主的人都成为百万富翁、千万富翁？
Neither does the Bible promise that all those who believe in Him will become millionaires or billionaires.
但是人因为贪心，就偏偏喜欢听这样的东西。
But people are greedy and they love to hear the message of prosperity.
结果他们对神的话语有所误会。
As a result, when they don't get what they heard, they begin to doubt about the word of God.
但是当他们生病的时候，他们贫穷的时候，他们就开始埋怨神。
And when they are sick, when they are poor, and they begin to complain against God.
他们说神的应许为什么没有实现呢？
They say, how come the promises of God never happen?
我灰心了，我离开主了。
I'm discouraged. I'm going to depart from God.
弟兄姐妹，人多有埋怨，是因为他对神的误会，对圣经的不理解。
Brothers and sisters, people complain a lot because they misunderstand the word of God. They misunderstand the promises of God.
施洗的约翰当时就是这样。
And this was likewise the case of John the Baptist.
他对主耶稣持守个人的见解。
He holds his personal opinions regarding Jesus.
但事情不照着他的意料之中的时候，他就很失望。
And when things do not happen according to his expectation, he was discouraged.
他才请人来问耶稣。
So he sent people to ask Jesus.
你是要那将要来的那一位呢？
Are you the coming one?
或者我们应该等候别人？
Or perhaps we should look for another person.
下面我来看主耶稣对一个对他这样怀疑的人如何帮助他。
Now we see below how Jesus Christ helped a person who had such doubt in him.
首先，主耶稣没有责备约翰。
First, Jesus did not rebuke John.
他本来可以对约翰说。
He could have said to John.
约翰，你没有看到吗
？John, have you not seen?
难道我的工作还不够让你有信心吗
？Don't you think that my work is good enough for you to have faith?
难道你不满意我的工作吗
？Are you not satisfied with my work?
弟兄姐妹，如果当你被这样怀疑的时候，你可能火爆起来。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes when you are being doubted, probably you become upset.
但是耶稣没有责备约翰一点点。
But Jesus did not rebuke John even a bit.
他没有对约翰讲任何负面的话。
He did not say any negative words concerning John.
相反的，他称赞约翰。
That he praised John.
因为耶稣知道约翰在等候中失望的滋味跟痛苦。
For Jesus Christ fully understand the taste.And the disappointment of John in times of suffering.
第二，耶稣用他的作为来安慰约翰，坚定他的信心。
Second, Jesus Christ confirmed and strengthened the faith of John with his word.
二十二节，耶稣对约翰的门徒说
，In verse 22, Jesus answered the disciples of John.
你们去把所看见、所听见的事告诉你们的老师约翰。
Go tell your teacher John the things that you have seen and heard.
就是瞎子看见
，That the blind see.
瘸子行走
，The lame walk.
长大麻风的洁净
，The lepers are cleansed.
聋子听见
，The deaf hear.
死人复活
，The dead are raised.
穷人有福音传给他们听。
The poor have the gospel preached to them.
这里我们看到耶稣把约翰带回圣经的预言去。
Here we see that Jesus Christ brought John the Baptist back to the promises and the prediction of the Bible.
告诉他圣经论及我的话，我都在做。
And he's telling John the Baptist that I'm doing exactly what the Bible is talking about me.
我的工作正应验了旧约圣经对基督的预言。
My work fulfilled.All the predictions concerning the Christ.
但我的工作不是起来领导革命，推翻罗马的政府。
But my work, according to the scriptures, is not to lead the people to overthrow the Roman government.
我的工作是把那些远离神的人，让他们归向神。
My work is to bring those who have departed from God back to the fold of God.
使到那些敌对神的重新与神和好。
So that those who are in enmity against God will be reconciled with God again.
借着与神关系的改善，改善与人间的关系。
Through the reconciliation of man's relationship with God, I improve the relationship among people.
第三，耶稣邀请约翰继续的信靠他。
Thirdly, Jesus Christ invited John the Baptist to continue to believe in him.
23节耶稣说，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
In verse 23, Jesus said, those who are not stumbled because of me are blessed.
耶稣这里对约翰说，
Here, Jesus said to John,
虽然你不明白我做事的方法方式，
even though you do not know the styles and the methods by which I do things,
请你凭信心继续信靠我。
Please continue to believe in me by faith.
虽然你不知道我做事情的时间表，
even though you do not know the timetable of my work,
你要继续的跟从我。
You must continue to follow me.
我知道我在做什么。
I know what I'm doing.
弟兄姐妹，这就是神对人的要求。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's requirements for me.
虽然你不明白神的作为，
even though you do not know the work of God,
你却必须用信心依靠他。
You must depend on him by faith.
旧约中有一个人叫约伯，就是这样。
There's a man in the Old Testament whose name is Job, and he does the same.
他失去了财产，孩子健康。
He lost his property, he lost his children, he lost his health.
他不知道为什么。
He did not know why.
但约伯在受苦的时候称颂神。
But in his affliction, Job praised God.
他说我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身的归回。
He said, I came out of the womb of my mother nakedly, so do I return home.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
The Lord gives and the Lord receives.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
The name of the Lord be blessed.
弟兄姐妹，这就是一个真基督徒生命的表现。
Brothers and sisters, this is the manifestation of a true Christian.
第四，主耶稣称赞约翰。
Fourthly, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise John.
约翰虽然在失望中怀疑耶稣，
even though John in his disappointment doubt about Jesus,
耶稣仍然爱他。
Jesus still loves him.
耶稣说，约翰比一个东歪西倒的政客更刚强。
And Jesus Christ says that John the Baptist is stronger than a politician who is turning to the left and falling to the right.
约翰比王子更尊贵。
And that he is more noble than the prince.
约翰比旧约所有的先知更伟大。
And he is greater than all the Old Testament prophets.
因为约翰是属神的人。
For John is a man of God.
凡妇人所生的，没有一个大过约翰的。
All those who were born of women, no one is greater than John.
在所有的先知当中，约翰最大。
Among all the prophets, John is the foremost.
你问约翰为什么是最大？
You ask why John was the foremost?
约翰没有留下一卷书给我们。
He did not leave behind him a written document.
圣经没有记载约翰行过一个神迹。
And the Bible never recorded that John had performed a miracle.
约翰的伟大在哪里？
Where is the greatness of John?
耶稣接着解释说，他是基督的开路先锋。
Jesus goes on to explain his greatness is found in the fact that he is the forerunner of Jesus.
他的人生，他的事工，为旧约整个制度做了一个总结。
His life and his ministries brings a conclusion to the entire Old Testament ceremonial system.
第五，耶稣安慰跟随他的门徒。
Fifthly, the Lord Jesus Christ comforted his followers.
门徒听见耶稣论约翰的话，心里就有一个另外一个疑问。
When the disciples heard about Jesus' answers concerning John's questions, they create another questions.
主啊，约翰这么伟大，那我们这些信你的人又如何呢？
Oh Lord, if John the Baptist is so great, how about us, all of us who believe in you?
耶稣的回答是，在旧约的制度里面，约翰是最大的，但是在天国里面，一个最小的比约翰还大。
And Jesus' answer is, that in the Old Testament system, John the Baptist was the greatest. But in the new system of the kingdom of God, the least in this kingdom is greater than John.
因为约翰是在旧约体制里面的一位先知。
For John the Baptist was a prophet in the Old Testament economy.
我们是新约时代的圣徒。
We are the saints in the New Testament economy.
约翰是基督的开路先锋。
John was the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是基督的朋友。
We are the friends of Christ.
约翰是基督的陪伴。
John was a companion of Jesus.
我们是新郎的新妇。
And our relationship with Jesus Christ is that of bridegrooms and bride.
我们在救恩之内得救。
We are saved.In salvation,
基督住在我们的心里。
Christ dwells in us.
弟兄姐妹，以上就是耶稣安慰约翰怀疑的话语。
Brothers and sisters, the above are the words of Christ's consolations to John, who was a doubter.
现在我们要把经文的原则应用在我们的生命里。
Now we want to apply the principles of the Bible.In our daily life,
因为我们也常常发问题，常常有疑问，常常有怀疑。
For we always raise questions, we always have doubt, and we always are not sure.
第一个原则。
Now, what are the principles? The first one.
耶稣要纠正我们对他的优先权。
Jesus Christ wants us to correct our prerogatives.In our relationship with him,
约翰当时对耶稣的使命跟时间有一个不正确的期盼。
John the Baptist had a wrong expectations about Jesus' work and his timetable.
约翰所要的是耶稣就在那个时候在地上建立一个国度。
What John the Baptist wanted was that Jesus Christ was established a kingdom of God at that very time.
但是耶稣却是要在人的心里建立一个属灵的国度。
But Jesus Christ wanted to establish a spiritual kingdom in the hearts of people.
耶稣首先要为人类完成救恩，成全救赎。
The Lord Jesus Christ must first accomplish salvation for man and create redemption for man.
今天我们做基督徒也要知道我们的优先权是什么。
Today, as believers, we must also know what is.The priority.
有人以为今天教会必须去改变国家的命运。
Some people think that the church must today change the destiny of a nation.
我们要去改变文化，我们去改变社会。
We want to change the culture. We want to change the society.
这是我们要走在时代的前流的最前锋。
We must be the forerunners of our generation.
弟兄姐妹，这没有错。
Brothers and sisters, all of these are not wrong.
因为主耶稣说我们要做世上的光，世上的盐。
For Jesus said that we must be salt and light of the world.
盐的一个功用之一是防止肉类的腐烂。
And one of the functions of the salt is to preserve the meat so that it will not be rotten.
教会在地上的功用也是要防止道德的腐烂。
The function of the church is also to prevent the corruptness of morality.
这正是美国选举的时候。
This is the times of election.
我们应该怎么做？
What should we do?
我们应该选一位持守圣经原则的领袖。
We must elect a leader who upholds the biblical principle.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们有选举的权利。
We have the elective power.
我们更有选举的执政。
And we also have the responsibility.To elect.
但是选举不是教会首要的使命。
But election is not the primary commission of the church.
教会的使命是改变生命。
The commission of the church is the transformation of life.
但是人的生命要改变，人的心灵要改变，我们必须去传福音。
But in order for man's soul and his mentality to be changed, we must go out to preach the gospel.
只有基督的福音能够改变人。
Only the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ could change people.
只有基督的福音给人新生命。
Only the gospel of Christ gives people new lives.
保罗说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的人。
The Apostle Paul said that I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for this gospel is the power of God to deliver and to save all who believe.
耶稣对约翰说
，Jesus said to John，
我知道你要看见这个社会被改变。
I know that you want to see the society being transformed。
我知道你要看见罗马的政府被推翻。
I know that you want to see the Roman government being overthrown。
我知道你要看到错误的被改正过来。
I know that you want to see the wrong be right。
但我要改变世界，必须先进入世界。
But in order for me to transform the world, I must first enter into the world.
没有进入世界，就不能改变世界。
Without entering into the world, I could not transform it.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们盼望别人的生命被改变。
Brothers and sisters, today we hope that other people's lives be changed.
首先，我们自己要被主改变。
First, we ourselves must be changed by God.
第二，我们要进入别人的生命里。
Second, we must enter into the lives of other people.
让人在我们的身上看到基督改变的大能。
So that people could see the power of His transformation in our lives.
借着我们自己的改变，改变别人的生命。
So that through our own change, Christ can change the lives of others.
第二个原则。
Second principle.
主耶稣要我们对圣经有一个正确的全面的认识。
Jesus Christ wants us to have a comprehensive and complete understanding about the Bible.
施洗约翰对圣经有一部认识是正确的。
John the Baptist had a good understanding about a portion of Scripture.
但是他对另外一部分有所误解。
But he has misunderstanding concerning another portion of the scripture.
他没有看到救恩的一个全面的画面。
He doesn't see the whole pictures of salvation.
耶稣如何帮助他？
How did Jesus Christ answer him?
耶稣把他带回到圣经的里面。
Jesus Christ brought him back to the Bible.
你读福音书的时候，门徒对耶稣也有误会的时候。
As you read the gospel records, you see that the disciples also had moments of doubts about Jesus.
那是因为他们忘记主的话。
Was because they have forgotten about the word of Jesus.
那是因为他们对圣经没有整体全面的证实。
But it's because they don't have a comprehensive, a whole, entire understanding of Scripture.
他们用自己的想法代替神的旨意。
They substitute their thoughts with the word of God.
结果他们失望了。
As a result, they disappointed.
耶稣如何帮助他们？
How did Jesus help them?
耶稣把他们带回圣经的话语。
Jesus Christ brought them back to the words of God.
记得耶稣被钉十字架以后，有两个门徒回以马忤斯去。
Remember that when up to Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, two disciples were on the way to Emmaus.
他们因为耶稣已经被钉十字架了，他们觉得完了，完了，所以回家的路上非常的沮丧，灰心。
They thought that Jesus Christ was already been crucified and everything was finished.It's all finished, and they were greatly dismayed.
但是耶稣来与他们同行。
But Christ came to walk with them.
耶稣对他们说。
And he said to them,
你们这些无知的人啊。
You who are ignorant.
先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
You are too slow in believing in all the words of the prophet.
先知不是说基督先要受苦吗？
Did not the prophet say that Christ must first suffered,
然后才进入他的荣耀里。
Then he will enter into his glory.
所以这个先受苦，先才进入荣耀，岂不应当的吗？
So that this suffering first and then entering into glory, then isn't this order reasonable?
圣经接着说，于是从摩西到众先知，凡指着自己的话，都给他们讲清楚明白。
And the Lord Jesus Christ goes on.To explain clearly all the things in the Bible concerning him from Moses to the prophets.
圣经说他们听了主的话，心里就火热起来。
And the Bible says, having heard the word of Jesus, the disciples' hearts were burning.
他们非常的高兴去告诉别的门徒，基督受害是圣经的预言之一。
And they began to be excited and went to tell the rest of the disciples that the suffering of Christ is biblical.
弟兄姐妹，今天你要不灰心失望。
Brothers and sisters, today you want to be free from dismays and discouraged.
你要信心成长。
You must grow in faith.
你必须把信仰建在主的话上。
You must establish your faith upon the word of God.
信道是从听道来的。
Believing the words come from listening to the word.
但如果你不读圣经，
But if you do not read the Bible,
你不仔细的研读圣经，
And if you do not carefully Investigate the Bible.
你不让圣经向你说话。
And if you do not allow the Bible to speak to you,
疑惑的云彩一定充满了你整个心灵。
Then the cloud of doubt will fill with your soul.
你的信心遇到试炼的时候就摇动了。
And when your faith is being tried, you will be shaken.
所以我在这里要呼吁所有的弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, I appeal to all the brothers and sisters here.
我们不介意这个教会人数有多少。
It is not our priority to care about how many people are there in this church.
但是我们介意在这里的每一个基督徒把你的信心把你的信仰建立在主全面的话语上。
But we do care that all who are here will establish your faith upon the word of God.
使到我们在正道上又长进又喜乐。
So that we will make progress and be joyful on the word of God.
那些你没有周间没有参加祷告会或者没有参加小组聚会没有参加这个教会查经的弟兄姐妹我邀请你要把时间拿出来一定要去参加查经聚会。
For those of you who have not attended any prayer meetings or Bible studies or any other activities during the week, I invite you to make time for this meeting.
不然的话你信主十年二十年三十年你的生命差不多一样。
Otherwise, you might be a believer for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Your lives will remain about the same.
你只能够像婴孩一样吃奶，不能够吃干粮。
You will only be like a baby who could drink milk but not solid food.
你要人家来怀抱你，你不能自己刚强来走路。
And you need people to hold you, but you cannot be strong to walk.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
如果你不认识神的话，你很容易被异端邪教迷惑走岔路。
If you do not understand the word of God, is you are gullible for all the teachings of the heretics, and you will go astray.
第三，神要我们凭信心跟从他。
Thirdly, God wants us to follow Him by faith.
今天如果有人不明白神在你身上的目的跟旨意或时间。
Today, if there's anyone who doesn't know the word of God and His plan and His timetable for you,
请你记得耶稣对约翰所讲的那句话。
I want you to remember the words of Christ to John.
耶稣说，凡是不因他跌倒的人有福了。
Jesus Christ says, "Those who are not stumbled because of me are blessed."
我们今天凭自己的眼光去看待基督，就因他跌倒。
Today, as we look at Jesus Christ with human perspectives, we'll be stumbled.
但是我们这种跌倒是我们的看见模糊不清楚。
But our stumbling is because we are blurred with our eyesight. We don't see things clearly.
两个礼拜前我看到 Pastor Daniel 这里赚到乌青了。
Two weeks ago, I saw Pastor Daniel had a blue spot on his face.
我说发生了什么事啊？
I say, what happens here?
他说我赚到了。
Say, I bump into the wall.
我说我们老了，你看连前面一栋墙我们都没看到，都撞上去了。
See that we are getting older, and sometimes we miss the wall right before us.
弟兄姐妹，你没有属灵的这个势力，没有主的话语，你就常常被撞到，很痛苦的。
Brothers and sisters, if you do not have a spiritual perspective, the word of God is light. You will bump into the wall and you suffer.
你常常心里问说，上帝为什么这样做，不要那样做？
And you always ask in your hearts, why does God do it this way and not that way?
我跟你讲，圣经没有答应你，你所有的问题，神都给你回答。
But the Bible never says that He will answer all your questions.
无论你怎么努力，都不会得到所有满意的答案。
No matter how hard you work at, you will never get every satisfying answer.
因为在永恒这边的人不懂得永恒另一边的事情。
For people in eternity present cannot understand all the things concerning eternity future.
在天这边的人不能够完全明白天那边所有的事情。
People on this side of heaven can never understand the other side of heaven.
所以对于有一些事情你要把它放在一边然后就仰望主跟从主来走。
So concerning certain things you must set it aside and you just follow the Lord and go with Him.
有的时候你二十岁有的问题要等到三十岁你才会得到答案。
Some of the questions that you will never get answers when you get to 30s, You will never have it when you are in the 20s.
你三十岁的问题，有的时候等到五十岁才会得到答案。
And the questions of your 30s will find answers when you are 50s.
有的问题要等到你见主的时候，主才让你明白。
And other questions will be solved and be known when you see the Lord.
所以对于没有答案的问题，你要交托给主。
Concerning the questions that do not have the answer now, you must commit them to God.
耶稣说，但不要被这些问题跌倒了。
Jesus says, do not be stumbled by these questions.
不因这些问题跌倒，就是要靠信心来跟从主。
And not to be stumbled by these questions is to follow God with faith.
你凭信跟从主，你就有福了。
And when you follow God by faith, you are blessed.
弟兄姐妹，你心里有一些疑问吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you have any doubts in your heart?
你要把它带到基督的面前来。
Bring them to Christ.
可能你的疑问是出自你对圣经的误解。
Perhaps your doubts come from your misunderstanding concerning the Bible.
解决疑惑的方法是正确认识圣经。
And the methods of solving doubts is the correct understanding of the Scripture.
你疑惑有的时候是你把与主耶稣基督的关系的次序颠倒了。
You doubt because sometimes you mess up with the orders of the plan of God.
你祈求的是恩赐，而不是赐恩赐的圣灵。
What you are asking for is gifts, but not the givers of gift.
所以你要到神面前来。
So you must come to the presence of God.
让圣灵矫正你的焦点。
And allow the Holy Spirit to correct your focus.
让他把你重新带回主话语的里面。
And allow the Holy Spirit to once again bring you back to the Lord.
有一天主会亲自回答你的问题。
One day the Lord will himself answer your questions.
请 Daniel 牧师做一个结束的祷告。
Let's all pray together. Father, we are very thankful.
天父啊，我们心里向您充满感恩。
Because you are with us.
因为你与我们同在。
And you have spoken to us.
你也向我们的心说话。
Through your own words.
借着你自己的圣经。
Through your servant.
也借着你的仆人。
Oh Lord, we do have doubt.
主啊，我们的心里多多少少有一些疑惑。
And today we are encouraged.
主，我们今天受到鼓励。
For even the forerunner of Jesus Christ, John the Baptist had doubt.
因为甚至耶稣的开路先锋施洗的约翰，他心里也有一些困惑。
And God never rebuked him.
耶稣没有责备他。
Christ answered his question with compassion.
耶稣用同情的心回答他的问题。
And he comforted him.
耶稣安慰他。
He speak well of him.
并且称赞他。
And he correct him.
并且他纠正他。
Sometimes we have doubt.
所以有的时候我们心里有疑惑。
Not because there is a problem with God.
不是因为你的问题。
Not because there is a problem with the promises of God.
不是因为神的应许有问题。
Not that the Bible has mistakes.
不是因为圣经有任何的错误。
But because we wrongly understand things.
乃是因为我们误解圣经。
Sometimes we do not read the Bible enough.
有的时候是因为我们对圣经的知识不全面。
And our knowledge concerning the Bible is only partial.
我们对圣经的知识只是片面的。
We look at a small spot.
我们只是看到一小部分。
We miss the entire picture.
我们忽略了整幅大的画面。
And we run into the problem.
然后我们就遇到了困难。
And we are frustrated.
我们就很挫折。
And when we are frustrated,We doubt.
当我们很挫折的时候，我们就开始疑惑起来。
We question God.
我们就质问、质疑神。
We forget about prayer.
我们就忘记祷告。
And we miss the Bible studies.
我们也就没有来参加教会的查经。
Sometimes we even skip the church.
甚至有的时候，我们组织崇拜都没来。
But today you want us to come back to your word.
主啊，今天你要我们回到圣经的话语里面。
Yes, none of the questions will be fully answered.
是的，圣经没有答应我们说所有的
问题都得到答案。
We don't need to have answers for all questions about life.
但是我们也不需要明白人生所有的问题。
We must wait upon God.
我们要等候神。
And while we are waiting,
当我们等候神的时候
，We must have firm faith in God.
我们要坚定的依靠神。
We must firmly believe in the word of God.
我们要坚定相信主的话语。
We must search the scripture.
我们要查考圣经。
For the scripture has the answer.
因为圣经给我们得救的智慧。
We must return.Turn to God.
我们要归回神的里面。
And you will lead us.
他要引领我们。
Lord, I pray.
主，我们今天向您祷告。
That you will implant the word we have heard in our hearts.
请你将今天所听到的话语栽种在我们的心里。
And we forget we can get a tape from Pastor Joseph.
如果我们忘记了，我们再拿一个 CD 再来听。
So that we will hear it every day.
直到我们每天重复的来听。
Until the words are in our hearts.
直到主的话语坚定在我们的心里。
So that we can keep the word.
直到我们持守主的话。
Live a life that is pleasing to God.
我们来过门神讨神喜悦的生活。
When we do so,
主，当我们这样做的时候
，Jesus Christ will praise us.
耶稣基督会称赞我们。
He will speak well of us.
他会向我们讲称赞的话语。
He will comfort our hearts.
他要安慰我们的心。
Lord, we just commit the message to you.
主，我们将所听见的信息交在你的手里。
Commit all the brothers and sisters here to you.
将所有的弟兄姐妹交在你的手里。
May you hold them.
求主紧握他们的手。
Walk with them.
求主与他们同行。
In Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.姐妹和听众朋友，以上空中主日崇拜节目是嘉略山华人基督教会为您制作的。您听了节目，心里如果有感动，或有信仰上的问题，或需要祷告，欢迎您打电话与我们联络。我们的电话是909-591-0080，909-591-0080，或者是626-475-6684，626-475-6684。我们也邀请您来参加我们教会的主日崇拜， 时间上午10点开始，地址在3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino, California 91710。3945 Schaefer Avenue, City of Chino, California 91710。朋友，谢谢您的收听，愿主赐福给您。下个礼拜天上午同一时间，我们空中再会。